In the Cape Fear region, there aren't many ways to get affordable units on the ground, but there is one federal program, the Low Income Housing Tax Credit, that has. The Reagan-era initiative has been around since 1987. Since then, Wilmington developers have used the tax credits for about 43 projects, putting into service over 1,900 affordable rental units. Essentially, developers sell the credits to investors and use the proceeds to limit their debt. Less debt means they can charge lower rents. Scott Farmer is the executive director of the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency, which administers the program in the state.
Developers who want to build apartments for households generally serving 60 to 80% of area median income or below can apply for this resource. It's a very limited resource. We receive about 150 to 170 applications a year, and we're able to fund about 40 projects a year.
If the developer's application is approved, the units have to remain affordable for at least 15 years. And in most cases, they sign an agreement that extends the affordability for another 15. But Pamela Atwood, Director of Housing Policy for the North Carolina Housing Coalition, says she's concerned that this program has become the primary source for producing affordable units.
So in order to provide housing, we have to rely on this subsidy. And instead of the government providing a subsidy directly, we rely on this private market. And so, you know, the concerns I have with the low-income housing tax credit program are in this privatization.
Local scrutiny of the program erupted when the owners of the Driftwood apartment complex, a recipient of these tax credits, tried to sell the property. State and federal agencies still have to approve the sale, and even if they do, Driftwood's new owners would be required to keep the units affordable for another 15 years. But the displacement of residents is a real concern. Katrina Redman is the CEO of the Wilmington Housing Authority. They've been the developer of six of these tax credit projects in Wilmington. And unlike the owners of Driftwood, she says she plans to keep all of her properties.
And our waiting lists are very high. The need for housing that is affordable for the incomes that people have in relation to jobs and retirement in our area is extremely large.
Another local developer who has used the credits is Stephanie Norris. She and her family have been building multifamily affordable housing since the 1970s. And this year, she's applied for her project, Estrella Landing. And she says another local developer has applied too.
I often describe the tax credit program as being the biggest bang for the buck in your community or in our community in this case. Because, for example, you know, Estrella Landing is 84 units. The residence at Canopy Point is another 72 units.
She says the credit application is extensive, and once selected, there's a good deal of work involved with maintaining affordability requirements and managing the property.
It's a challenge. It sometimes makes you cry and cuss and fuss. But, you know, when you complete a property and you see a single mom who is in a difficult situation that needs to be on her own two feet, and you can offer her a safe, affordable, nice place to live, it's just so worth it.
Despite some successes, Katrina Redman says the Low Income Housing Tax Credit Program can't be the only way to get affordable housing in Wilmington.
We're going to have to take an honest look at the tools in the toolbox and realize those tools are tired. Those tools do have limits. What are the things that we can do to break the barriers to the limits on those? And I wish I had those answers. It's going to take the village to come up with the answers to those questions.
Rachel Keith, WHQR News.